This is Bob Stone for Florida Folklife. It's June the 29th, yeah? And I'm here in Homestead, and this is Abraham Arizola playing the accordion. Yeah, they take your time on that little rescue. Thank you.
is turning loose.
Yeah, something like that. Same meaning.
Thank you.
this one.
Okay,
so.
Oh, let me. Can you?
Okay, this is Bob Stone back. I'm talking with Tom Granato. We're going to talk, I think first we'll talk a little bit about the Serenatus.
Okay.
So, one thing I discovered in talking to Vicky Grimm mm-hmm. up there. Is that, and somebody else had mentioned it to me, there's a song about Mañanitas, is that right?
Yes.
What is that song? The name of it?
That's called Las Mañanitas, exactly. That's it.
Las Mañanitas?
Las Mañanitas.
What's that mean?
Sort of like the dawn.
And that is a song that most people, or a lot of people, sing for the serenades, the Mother's Day serenades?
Yes, because that's a song that it's sung in general, not necessarily for the Mother's Day, but it's sung for birthday parties, who's ever celebrating a birthday, or even somebody who's just in love with this person. And
it talks about the dawn coming? Is that right?
Sort of. It talks about this early in the morning I come to sing to you, and I sing with the birds.
So it's like a general purpose serenade?
Right.
Okay. And it talks about singing in the morning?
Right. It also, it's got a part where it says, quisiera ser un San Juan, quisiera ser un San Pedro, which means I'd like to be a St. John or St. Pete, so I can bring you my song from the heavens.
Did you sing that one on the serenades?
Yes.
At all?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yeah, that was the first one we always sang.
The first one, okay.
Yeah, because that's the most important one.
And what was the second one? Do you remember?
The second one was O Madre Querida.
Can you write it?
O Madre. Might have two R's there, I'm not sure.
And what's that one about?
Okay, that one is that one is basically about I'm trying to think now to remember it. Might be it's basically a gathering of the children coming to sing to their mother on this special day, which is Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. and it talks about please receive this our love and forgive us for what we have done to cause you anguish or hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, and it has like three or four verses, and they all have a different each one is different. One is like, for instance, because of their love, they want to come and sing. The other one is about forgiveness, and then the other one may be about a present. We bring you these flowers, and please accept this because of the love we have for you.
And both of these tunes are, both these songs are traditional? They're old songs?
Yes, those La Mañanitas is the oldest, but I think it's one of the oldest. But O Madre Querida is a pretty old song, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know exactly how old it is, but I remember as a kid, even before I even played, I heard it.
Uh-huh.
So, and then when I did start playing, that was one of the ones we first learned to play for the serenades.
And what was the third song that you do?
The third song was Hoy Madrecita.
And that's from Ramon Ayala?
Right, Ramon Ayala.
And you're going to give me the words to all these, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. That'll help. And then when you did, for that one client, customer you had, the one guy,
uh-huh.
Where you did him, and then you did his mother, you did his wife, and then you did his mother. Remember? Mm-hmm. The guy that had the two houses in Florida City?
Florida City. Let me see. I'm trying to remember now.
The guy that had a nice big house.
Oh yes, okay. That's Alvina who was here earlier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought she looked familiar.
Yeah, That's why he was the kid was saying, he was the one with the microphone.
Oh, okay, now it all makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so what were the ones you did more for him, right? You did six for him?
We did six. He wanted more songs, so we did six for him.
Do you remember what they were?
Yeah, the other one was Mil Flores de Mayo, which means 1,000 flowers of May.
Right.
And the other one was the one I wrote, which was, I can't remember now.
Is it Buenos Dias?
Buenos Dias, Madrecita, right. Yeah. Which means good morning, mother.
I'd like to get the words of that, too.
Okay.
All six if you can. And what was the last one, you remember?
Let's see. I think we only did five, but then we repeated one.
Maybe it was Las Meninitas.
Yeah, it could have been. Because we played outside, remember? And then we went inside, and then we just kind of did the same ones over.
Yeah.
But I think we only played like one outside, or one, or, yeah, we only played one, and then we moved inside the house.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's hard to remember.
Yeah.
And how many did we do that night? Did you do it? It was 24?
24 serenades. I think it was around 24, 25,
yeah,
something. And it actually worked out pretty good with the timing. Cause
And just out of curiosity, what do people do? Make a reservation in advance?
Yes. I usually try to... get the information if they're gonna want the serenade. Try to get it as soon as I can so I can make my schedule, and you know, get everything in order with plenty of time so I can let them know what time. Because a lot of the people, they want to be out there to see their mom when she comes out.
Sure.
So I have to. I try to, you know, please everybody. I sometimes I can't because of the hours they want and the hours I have to work with.
Right, so you work it together.
Right, I try to work it, always try to please them, but sometimes it doesn't work out that way, and most of the time they'll be satisfied. You know, I've never had any complaints.
It's the thing that's hard for me to get used to is that you do this at, you know, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and it's really a big thing for the mothers and the wives.
Yes, it is. It's
in my culture, you know, they'd probably be angry because somebody woke them up.
Yeah,
and the neighbors would be complaining.
Right.
You know, but there was none of that.
No.
Well, I mean, everybody's really behind it.
Right. Yeah, because it's a very big part of our culture, you know, and it's sort of like you could probably say. And I'm saying this in trying to put it in a nice way. It's sort of like a sacred.
Yeah.
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 Because to us, and our mothers are our most important possession, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's that's why I say it's sort of like sacred.
Yes.
And when somebody takes a serenade to their mother, it really shows if they feel guilty for some reason or other, and the song has something that mentions some guilt or whatever, they usually cry and they ask for forgiveness at that moment, and or if they're very happy for, you know, having their mom for you know, so long, because a lot of them, you know, are pretty old, you know.
Grandmothers.
Right. So they say, well, they want to thank God because of having their mom still, you know. And, you know, it's very important. It's just very important that they can be able to still do this for their mom.
So, Vicky Grimm was telling me that Mexican people even serenade the Virgin of Guadalupe?
Right. Yes. We had been playing for our church, which is St. Anne's in Naranja. We haven't played for over a year now. Our saint there, our parish saint is St. Anne's, but because that church was established for the migrant people, the Mexican people back in the 60s,
uh-huh.
They had a statue of La Virgen, the Virgin Mary. I'm trying to put my words back in English from Spanish. The Virgin Mary de Guadalupe of Mexico, when mm-hmm. she appeared in Mexico in 1531. Okay, so since then, a tradition began, you know, for serenading the Virgin Mary. Not just because she's our mother or because she's the Virgin Mary, but because, you know, she represents our mother also, and the mother of all creation. Mm-hmm. So that's why we serenade. And getting back to our church, when we would have a festival, and I don't know if there've been some changes there, but I don't know if we're gonna still do it anyway. We would do every year a festival during the time when she appeared in Mexico, which was in December 12th. On that day, that was the first time she appeared. And so we would sing some songs. There's some beautiful songs about the appearances during that time. And so we would sing some of those songs, especially Las Mañanitas, which La Mañanitas, the one we sing for her, it's the same music, except the lyrics are different. For instance, like, let me see, I'm trying to remember some of the verses, but it would relate only to her.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, also, you know, that we come and sing to our mother who, you know, appeared at El Tepeyac in that time, and so on, and it would just continue. It's a very long song. I think it has like 14 or 15 verses.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
that's what Vicky Graham was talking about when they serenade, and we would have a big festival at the church. You know, we'll bring a mariachi, Lomor Arriagas. I don't know if you know him.
They're
from here, from Miami,
mm-hmm.
and they would play with us during the mass, and then after that they would put their show on, and we have a band, and after some dances, some folkloric dances, and just a whole bunch of stuff, sort of like the festival, and a small package, you know,
uh-huh.
and then we have the dance at the end, where everybody can just enjoy themselves afterwards, and
uh-huh.
and they have food and. All the, you know, especially the Mexican food. But we would have people come from Miami, and a lot of people, you know, come from Miami. And it was a lot of fun, too. A lot of work.
Yeah. But, like, Vicky was telling me that, you know, Mother's Day is a big deal
mm-hmm.
in Mexican culture.
Right.
And the biggest thing of that day is the serenade. That's...
She says, yes.
That's really it. If a mother gets a serenade,
yeah.
then it's the best.
That's right. And you know, in Mexico, they celebrate the Mother's Day on the 10th, no matter what day it is.
Uh-huh.
You know, if it might be a Wednesday, it might be a whatever day it is. And you know, like over here, it's only celebrated the closest to the 10th
Sunday,
on the Sunday.
Yeah.
So, but over there, like I said, it's before, you know, it's sort of sacred. And
so is it like a holiday?
Yes, people close their businesses and stuff
wow.
like that. You know, I'm not too familiar with Mexico, so I've never, you know, lived there or anything. But what I've heard from the friends we know, you know, that they are from Mexico, and they tell us, and so that's how we kind of build up on our knowledge of our culture that is sort of kind of fuzzy right now, you know. But we learn a lot from them, and that's one of the things we learned.
So that's part of what got you started to do it, huh?
When I started, it was like we talked before, you know, it was something that I wanted to do for my mom and for our closest friends that we got together and decided that we wanted to do this, you know. And after that, you know, people started finding out about it and started asking us if we could do it. So we started, you know, doing it on a bigger scale. Uh-huh. And of course we had to charge, because then it was a lot of work, and it was more time, and uh-huh. and I couldn't get the musicians to help me unless they were going to do it, you know, for money. But at the beginning it wasn't because of that, it was because we wanted to do it for our culture, because it was part of our culture, and we wanted to do it for our moms. And now I'm glad for that, because you know, I really get I'm kind of an emotional guy, you know. Mm-hmm. and I enjoy when I see the people and their moms and their children, and they get together. Mm-hmm. Like that last one we did up almost the last one
in town here. Yeah.
Yeah,
over big family.
Yeah, it was
about 25 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And remember when we went to that small apartment?
Yeah.
That we started outside and then we went inside.
Right.
That family, they've done it with us since, I think, 3 or 4 years ago. I think so. And they always want us to come in and have something to drink, something to eat, you know. But because of the time and the schedule, we really don't have too much time to, you know, stay. But I would love to do that, you know, stay and you know, just talk to them, because that's what they want. And that's part of the tradition, too. That's part of the tradition, that the musicians come in and the family offers them something to drink, even if it's just a shot of whiskey or coffee or you know, bread. That's part of the tradition, too. Because when we went to Alvina's, that lady that was here, I didn't know then, but she told me afterwards, when she came by the store, she said, you know, and my mother-in-law kept telling my husband, you know, you can't let him leave. They got to stay here, and we got to offer him something. But I didn't hear that. We didn't hear that, because she was talking to him when we were walking out, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she was telling me that, you know. But it is. It's part of that. That's part of the tradition, too.
Of course, you don't have the time. You
right. That's what I mean. Because since we're on a schedule, we got to keep going.
Yeah.
But in Mexico, it's different, because there's so many musicians, and everybody, you know, has few. And
uh-huh.
so they work.
Take more time.
Yeah. They have time to do it. And a lot of them are, you know, do the serenades the way we started off, you know, just for a few families, close uh-huh. families like that, and if they're related or whatever, or just friends, but that's part of the, and not all the time it's that way, because sometimes it's just the way we do it, where it's sort of commercialized, but still it's all basically tradition,
mm-hmm.
and you know, serenades, the offering of, you know, something to drink or whatever.
So you're doing it, correct me if I'm wrong, you have to figure out a little bit of it on your own, because you don't come from Mexico. You weren't born in Mexico. So
no.
Some of it maybe, are you, like, do they always do three songs, or is that just,
no,
does they have the time, or
that's,
or don't have the time to do more, or?
No, usually it's in a serenade. If it's something like this for Mother's Day, usually you don't just sing one song, because by the time she gets up and everything, or even here, you're out there because they might have their windows closed or whatever, then you might be already done with one song, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so
it's the first one for her to get up.
Right. So you sing, you play two more or whatever they want, you know, if it's, you know, somebody who's asking us to come. But usually we sing more because that way they'll have time to get up and then hear the rest of the songs that we have played for them. And usually the Mañanitas is the first one because it's the most popular one. It's the most asked for song for the Mañanitas, for the serenades, for Mother's Day. And they love that song. It's sort of like, you know, we need air and water to live, and that's sort of like the song that wakes them up for the serenade. That's the first song. Uh-huh. That's why we always sing it first, uh-huh. Always.
And people, they tell you what window to go to?
Yes, everything is pre-arranged, uh-huh. before the serenades. And I make my schedule and try to make a route where I can go from here to here, mm-hmm. from A to B, which will be the closest route, and then from B to C, and then go on like that, even if it's a large area. But I end up doing all of them in a cycle.
Yeah.
And to conserve time, to be able to do as many as I can, and to not to waste too much time. But that's basically the arrangement we do with the people, and then we tell them, of course, the hour that we're going to be there. Mm-hmm. And I always try to be there, you know, if not, you know, 5 minutes before, you know, 5 minutes after, you know, close as I can, because, you know, they have to get up, especially if it's like 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, and they have to get up, and you don't want to have them waiting like half an hour or so.
Uh-huh.
So I really try to get that part of the serenades straight, that so they know at what time we'll be there.
And guys, the people that make, you know, the arrangements to have their, they might get their wife serenaded or their mother or both.
All right.
Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And even their grandmother?
Right, that's right.
And like that, so sometimes the whole family chips in or something?
Yeah, most of the time that's the way it works.
Is it the men that usually pay for it, or the women, or does it matter?
You know, everything. It's both, really. Uh-huh. It's both, because I've had just as many men as I've had females that come up, mm-hmm. and usually it's a family thing. It's not like I'm gonna do it for mom, even if my sister they don't know about it. It's not like that. It's usually they get together and, mm-hmm. and discuss it and say, well, we're going to do it, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and they arrange it themselves, and then they come to me.
Just like if I was to go with my sisters and say we're going to buy flowers,
right,
chip in or something.
Yeah, and we're going to take her to dinner and whatever. Yeah,
yeah.
And it's a whole, the whole thing is, it's a family affair.
How far in advance do they have to do it? A week or two, or
no? Usually, I even get some like that the night before, or not the night before because it was the same night. But we were here at the shop around 9 o'clock practicing, you know, just to get ready, and then we were gonna go home. And at that time, I got a call from one of my friends that I know, because he had heard it. I do a little advertisement sometimes, not all the time, and he heard it on the radio, but he called at sort of like the last minute. I had two people call at the last minute.
So you did you had an announcement on the radio?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And it was short. I wasn't like, I only had it like for 2 days.
Uh-huh. And you have to pay for that, or?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, I usually pay for the advertisements, and usually, like, I only did it like for instance, on a Wednesday and Thursday.
Before
the Sunday of the serenades. So it was short notice, but at the same time, because I have customers from last year, you know, I didn't really want to do it too long because I knew that it was going to be...
You had as much as you could handle.
Right. And so I only did it short because I only needed a few more to fill what I wanted. And actually, what I wanted to do was only from 12 to 15. I ended up doing about 10 more than what I originally... Yeah. But originally started off with, but usually about the, even if when I first started advertising, when I first started, they would never come till about 3 or 4 days before the serenade. Some people did come like a week earlier, but nothing beyond that.
Uh-huh.
Nothing beyond that. They usually, and I would tell them because in the advert. The ads, I would, you know, mention that, you know, it would be needed to reserve it in advance because of the, you know, the amount
the schedule.
Yeah. Right, the schedule, and because we didn't know how many we were going to have, and then they would be left out without it.
Right.
I had to, well, you remember one, I couldn't take it because we were out there doing the serenades, and he came up to us and wanted to know, go do one for him at that time, and I just said I couldn't because we had already our schedule to keep, you know, and it would have thrown us off.
And yeah, I noticed you had all the way from people that looked like they were probably very poor to people that were very affluent.
Right.
So it's. Pretty important.
Yes. When it comes, it's going back to what I was saying before, you know, about being a sacred thing. Even, you know, even the poorest people, and I've noticed that they're the ones who makes it more worthwhile, you know, in a way. Not that the other people aren't, you know, how should I put it? I can't find the word. Well, anyway, they're all important. But when you see somebody who's poor or poorer, you know, because most of them are poor, just about all of them, you know, then you can, it really, it affects you in a way. Because it does to me. And so, you know, it's, because I've had people who come in and, you know, and they say, well, I don't have enough, and, you know, and... I like to, and sometimes, you know, I would give them a break.
Uh-huh.
I would do that, but I, you know, because I have to pay the other people, and I can't do it all the time because they would be coming out of my pocket.
Yeah.
And it's not so much that it's coming out of anybody's pocket or whatever, but you know yourself that instruments are very expensive.
Yeah.
And that's one of the other reasons that we have to charge, because I mean, you got a $2,000 accordion out there at the middle of the night, you don't know if it's going to rain or what, and then bajos, they're very expensive too, especially the one we had out there. Right now that one's about $1,000 easily, so it's not so much that, you know, we have to charge, because it's just, we got to look into everything, you know, our time, our instruments are very important, and a lot of people, you know, they don't understand, but, you know, instruments are very, very expensive, and we have to look at that part of it too.
Well, Oh, yeah. Let me check. What was I thinking? Is there anything? There's a light. Is there anything you know that you do that's significantly different from the way it's done in Mexico, say? Or does any area that you don't know that, you know, you think you're just doing it your own way or something like that? Obviously, you wrote one song yourself, Buenos Dias, Madrecita.
Right.
So,
well,
that's one thing that nobody else does that song. Right?
No, nobody does. I really can't compare because I'm not familiar with the way it's the only thing that I'm familiar with about the way it's done in Mexico is that they do it on the 10th, no matter what day it is. But other than that, you know, I'm not too familiar with the process or the way it's done or what. But I feel like what we're doing, it's basically the same or in general, okay? And I forgot part of the question you were asking.
Well, that's basically it. Just wondering if there's anything you know that's unique about the way you do it. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember any serenades when you were traveling, when you were migrating? You know, with agriculture.
Well, basically those two, the ones we mentioned before, La Mañanitas and O Madre Querida.
And was it like a Norteño group that was doing it?
Yes, most of the time it is a Norteño with accordion and bajo sexto.
But you added a bass.
Yeah, we added bass this year. I think and we added the amplifier too, because we didn't have the amplifiers before. And it helps a lot because it brings out the music better, you know, because...
Need more rhythm.
Yeah. Right. And it brings out a fuller sound. Because before it was, you know, if the bajo wasn't loud enough, they would have to hit it harder, and most of the time it would break the strings a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
And this way it's a lot easier for us to hear ourselves also because of the music, we can hear it better. And getting back to the other question you were saying about, you know, the song that I wrote,
mm-hmm.
The reason I did that, well, of course, because of my mom. And I don't think I give her enough love or time and show her my love as much as I like to. I don't think I do, and so I wanted to do that for her, and that's the reason I wrote it. And also the other reason I wanted to write something was because I wanted something that had, I wanted songs that had feeling, because a lot of the songs are, you know, especially nowadays are mostly commercialized, and they just put the words where they'll rhyme, even if it's doesn't mean that much, you know, the lyrics. So, like O Madre Querida, well, that's an old song. That's a good song. I like that. And Mañanitas and the one from Ramon Ayala. That song is a general song. It can be either for the Mother's Day. It can be for it's for the mother, but it could be for like a birthday for the mother.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really say like. On this day, on Mother's Day, it just says, "En este día de tu santo," which means also sort of like your birthday.
Uh-huh.
So when I wrote this song, and I wanted to do something, you know, special, and because I also wanted the people, the ones that I go to like back every year, that I ask for. I want to give them something different. I don't want to just sing the same songs all over again.
Uh-huh.
I want to give them something different so they can say, well, that's a new song. And I've had that happen, you know, and the people come up and say, I never heard that song before, you know. And that's what I want. You know, I want them to be pleased that I tried to please them with something new every year. And so that's my main goal, try to please them. Please them and please their mom. Their mom.
Well, you do a good job. It seemed like everybody really, really liked it.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Yeah. One of our customers, that same family that we went when it was just sort of
daylight, at that
apartment.
Uh-huh.
That big family.
Yeah.
Well, the first year I did it, she called the radio station in the morning after, you know, because during the day, the radio station is totally songs for Mother's Day, and they won't take nothing else.
Uh-huh.
They won't take no dedications for you know, lovebirds or birthdays or anything. They won't, and they'll tell the people, you know, this day is for our mothers, and we're gonna take only dedication for Mother's Day. And she called. I didn't know about it, but some other, because I didn't hear it at that time. 3 years ago, I think it was about 3 years ago. This lady who from that family we went to, you know, mm-hmm. that big family, she called a radio station, and I found out from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
She called the radio station and told them that they were so happy that we had taken them a serenade to their mom, and then their mother was so happy and they were so happy, and it was just sort of a gratitude call.
Uh-huh.
Sort of.
Yeah.
And she mentioned my name and our group, you know, and so that really, I'm not the type of person who likes, you know, to be, you know, how do you say it? There needs to be patted on the back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that type. But when you hear it like that, you know, from somebody who really, you know, they have feelings for it, how can I say it?
Yeah, it's real nice.
I can see their appreciation, in other words,
yeah.
You know, and I like it.
How about your mother when you wrote that song? I bet it was a big deal for her, huh?
Yeah.
The song you wrote?
Yeah. I think I only sung it to her, once, the first year I wrote it, and... Because then the next year I didn't sing it, I sung other songs. But that first year, and I wanted to sing her that song first,
uh-huh.
before I sang it to anybody else.
Uh-huh.
So what I did was, before we left, you know, to go on the serenades at midnight, we would leave from our home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sung it there. I gave her the first serenade, and then when we left, it was at midnight or close to midnight anyway. So we sang the song there, and then the other two, and then we left. And it's I don't know how to describe it, but it's a good feeling that to be able to sing to your mom when you still have her.
Yeah, tell me.